149. O thou who hast eyes to see, that which thou didst witness is the very truth, and it pertaineth to the realm of vision. The perfume is intimately commingled and blended with the bud, and once the bud hath opened, the sweet scent of it is spread abroad. The herb is not without its fruit, although it seemeth so, for in this garden of God every plant exerteth its own influence and hath its own properties, and every plant can even match the laughing hundred-petaled rose in rejoicing the sense with its fragrance. Be thou assured of this. Although the pages of a book know nothing of the words and meanings traced upon them, even so, because of their connection with these words, friends pass them reverently from hand to hand. This connection, furthermore, is purest bounty. When the human soul soareth out of this transient heap of dust and riseth into the world of God, then veils will fall away and verities will come to light, and all things unknown before will be made clear and hidden truths be understood. Consider how a being in the world of the womb was deaf of ear and blind of eye and mute of tongue, how he was bereft of any perceptions at all. But once out of that world of darkness, he passed into this world of light. Then his eye saw, his ear heard, his tongue spoke. In the same way, once he hath hastened away from this mortal place into the kingdom of God, then he will be born in the Spirit. Then the eye of his perception will open, the ear of his soul will hearken, and all the truths of which he was ignorant before will be made plain and clear. An observant traveller, passing along a way, will certainly recall his discoveries to mind, unless some accident befall him and efface the memory.